We are back in session, and we are continuing the matter of the vacation of Cope Road. Council, what is your pleasure? I'm looking for a motion to approve the vacation of Cope Road. Hearing none, there is no motion, there is no vacating this evening of the Cope Road. And the mayor wants to express his appreciation for members of the tribe for coming out tonight and supporters. We very, very much want to engage with Lummi Nation and the Lummi Indian Business Council regarding the issues at Slater Road, and we are fully committed to it. And we thank you for coming tonight. We will now go on to the next item of business for the City Council, which is item F, which is a public hearing on the draft comprehensive sewer plan. And once again, Mr. Burnett.
Pick up a segue.
Actually, it's going to be our water treatment plant operator, Mike Olinger, who is going to be presenting this to you tonight.
Hey, Mayor, Council.
Welcome.
I'm Mike Olinger, wastewater treatment plant operator. The draft wastewater comp plan is ready for public and council review. After the council holds a public hearing and adopts the draft, it will be sent to quality. City and county planning departments for formal review. So tonight's a chance for the public comment and questions from yourselves so we can address any public comment. And, other comments should come in by the health department, county, city and I brought Andy Law. He pretty much wrote the comp plan. So if you have any technical questions, you can call
over. Councilor, ready to shift gears. Councilmember Watson.
I'm just curious. Linden basically got credit for putting water back into the Nooksack. We're taking water out of the ground and putting it back in the Nooksack through our wastewater treatment plant. Do we get any credit from the state for water usage? Or we don't? Okay.
No, you don't.
Okay. Thank you.
More questions on the sewer plan? This is a public hearing. Okay. Well, we will open the public hearing then at 7:43 and change. Looking for members of the audience. I don't have anybody signed up to speak on the sewer plan of our comp plan. Seeing that, I will close the public hearing shortly after.
15 seconds later.
The public hearing. What is the pleasure of council this evening?
I move to approve the comp plan as written.
Second.
The sewer plan.
The comprehensive sewer plan as written.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt the comprehensive sewer plan. Is there discussion? Ready for the questions?
It's very well written.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion has passed, and the comprehensive sewer plan is adopted. Thank you, Mr. Olinger. Next up is the comprehensive water system plan. I guess we could have done it. I don't think we could have done it too.
No.
But we're ready for the second.
So this is the same situation. Nothing's changed. We'd like any public comments we can add to our comments for review.
Any technical questions of staff on this item? Councilmember Watson.
So is this the public's only opportunity right now to speak, or are you going to be taking public comments at one of that ecology as well?
Yeah, we'll be taking public comments.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
And we also contacted all the water associations.
Okay. Thanks.
We will open the public hearing at 7:45. Close enough. Are there members of the audience that would like to speak on the water system plan or the comp plan for this year? Seeing none, we shall close the public hearing at whatever time it was, at 10 or so seconds.
5 seconds later.
Thank you, Susan. Council, what is your pleasure this evening?
I move to approve the comprehensive water system plan as drafted.
Second.
So moving and seconded to adopt the comprehensive water system plan Is there discussion?
No.
Seeing none. All in favor of adopting the plan say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. It is passed 6-0. The comprehensive water system plan is adopted. I want to thank staff, Mike, and all of you there. Mr. Locks, good to see you again.
Thank you for staying so long. I do appreciate it.
Very good.
You're free to escape, I think.
Something a little more enjoyable tonight, and this is very fun. Star Park update. Who's going to do that? Mr. Burnett.
So, with new technology, it's kind of like getting a car or working with a car where you fix the engine and the doors fall off. Mm-hmm. So we just got this new technology with the TVs, but our laptop decided to explode on us, so that's why Stefan's in the background. Possibly we'll have some pictures for you, but possibly not. But so Star Park. 3 years ago, we started talking about Star Park, and I remember when we first started looking at Leathers and Associates as a possible consultant, and Sam Taylor was downstairs and I was upstairs, and we had talked, I think, at staff meeting where Sam and I said, okay, let's go for it, let's just do this, and we convinced Mayor Jensen, I think, to give us an hour to get us seed money to fly the consultants out. So we had an hour to do it. And so I got on the phone with Sam Boulos, and I said, Sam, we need $2,000 or whatever it is to fly them out. And Sam said, you got it. And so I remember running downstairs and saying, we did it, we did it. We got Leathers to come out. And then we had some ups and downs. We thought that we were going to, well, we didn't know about the grant through the state, and then we found out about it with about 2 weeks or so to go. We rushed to get the application in, and they said, you're really strong, and then it turned out that we were really not as strong as we thought, and they said, I'm sorry, you're not going to get a grant. So this is all stories about how Star Park has been just so amazingly resilient. When we found out we weren't going to get the grant, we more or less gave up. Sam left. We had the comprehensive plan coming up, and we figured that Star Park was going to happen at some point, that the plans that Leathers had put together that the kids were so excited about, they were going to be good. You know, the kids that had helped design it were probably going to have graduated by the time that we got funding, but, you know, a park was better than no park at some point in the future. Then suddenly, to us, we got the grant, and oh my gosh, now we need to raise funds for it. So our staff, you know, Jenny, Haley, Tony, Riley, stepped up, and we started to seek more funding. And every time that it looked like something wasn't going to happen, that Star Park was going to falter, boom, another person stepped in. $7,000 from Walmart, $5,000 from McDonald's, the church is coming out. We had over 200 over the last 6 days, different organizations come out. Over 300 organizations come out.
Or involved.
Or involved in some manner. I'm so overwhelmed by what we just went through, because for those of you who were there, I mean, this is probably your first night inside in almost a week. In 80-degree temperatures where you really did have that dirt field that was there. And then you look at the pictures and you think, oh my gosh, and yesterday, 25 hours ago, 48 hours ago, the consultants told us that Star Park was not going to open on time, that we just had not been able to marshal enough people over the weekend. It had been so hot and people were just dropping, and they said it's not going to happen. We're going to have to delay into today or really probably into next week. But then 25 hours ago, we opened, and, you know, the emotions that we felt, it was amazing. And I want to thank you, I guess, for letting your staff work on projects like this, because a lot of times there are procedural things that we need to do. And it's fun, I guess. I mean, that's what we went to school for. That's what our careers are for. But I've never had a project where, you know, I had tears coming out of my eyes yesterday, because it was such a passion project. And it is so good as not only an employee of the city, but you know, I'm a Ferndale kid, and I think that all of us that are here are too, and it's the best project I've ever worked on. So thank you, and thank you guys to the community too.
You and I worked a few projects with your dad, whom I we have common friends, by the way, from Fairhaven College. Mm. Friends with my dad. I don't think I ever saw a more proud father in my life than your dad. And I did. Your mom's probably got that in too. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Now we need to build a bathroom.
Not with
I hate to go right there, but we've got to build a bathroom.
Speaking of that, staff tonight is asking you for $60,000 to construct a permanent bathroom to replace the field house. You already have $46,000 mm-hmm. In your budget to renovate the field house. Kevin Renz and I have priced it out. If we had an additional $60,000, we would be able to tear down the field house, replace it with a two-stall men's and women's restroom at the fieldhouse location, at least as a temporary response, knowing that we do want to put one closer to Star Park. Mm-hmm. But as we've been talking about, there might be subsequent phases to Star Park or the Star Park complex. Mm-hmm. We don't want to put a restroom there now and only have to move it. So staff is mm-hmm. potentially seeking direction from council to allocate an additional $60,000 to complete that by the end of this summer.
Sounds like a good discussion item at our next Public Works. You okay with that?
We are okay with it. We do want to move fast on it, though.
That's why I guess we do have to go through Finance Committee. I mean, we should go through Finance Committee with all the paperwork, but I think,
and just a little more back, what we're really talking about is something off of the state bid. Not unlike you see at Trailheads, so it would be a prefabricated cinder block.
So you'll build it up, drop it in.
Exactly.
Sooner the better.
Any questions on Mr. Burnett?
Carol.
That's what I remember.
I'm going to say.
One of my concerns with the park now is vandalism after hours when nobody's around, and I don't think the patrol are used to patrolling that area.
They've added that to their
right.
There's a lot of places to hide.
My concern is graffiti and hang out in the middle of the night.
Not that this is a complete solution, but one of the things the Leathers consultants mentioned is that their parks have a much lower rate of graffiti because there's that community investment, that the kids that would be trashing it when they become teenagers don't trash that particular park because they helped build it. Not that that's a permanent solution or that they'll prevent all incidents, but it was worth mentioning.
Well, and also we did ask that specific question, how do we deal with the punk kid? So after throwing them in the river, of course, what we would do is...
With rocks.
Exactly. We have a lot of rocks from the park. Right. The materials themselves are quite resistant to graffiti in that they are difficult to paint. That the main components, there are some of the components that you can paint because we have, but what you can do is you can simply sand it off.
Okay.
So that was their suggestion. Again, they've built over 4,000 of these parks, and they said really it's pretty easy to get graffiti off.
And our law enforcement will be checking it out, and they already have.
Mrs. Goldsmith has a question.
Mrs. Goldsmith?
I just want to know if public or private citizens are allowed to raise money for this, or does it have to come out of city budget? Because I would be happy to go out and find some money for you.
There you go. That's your answer.
Actually, do you want to take that?
Oh, okay.
No, as far as, yeah.
Okay,
you take that, I'll take this. As far as the fundraising, absolutely. Private citizens are able to raise funds. What we're doing right now is we're transitioning from the capital project to the legacy funding. We're seeking to talk with various corporations, also citizens as well. The chamber will continue to be our partner where there are some individuals or businesses who need to provide to a nonprofit.
Just to see if this works.
I don't think that one's going to work anymore.
And we can certainly accept funding in that manner. So now let's see whether or not these things actually work.
Cool. Little Vulcan thing going on.
If they do, that's almost perfect timing.
No pressure, Stephen.
from the back? I don't know. Yeah. Swing it out so I can...
Careful your head.
Tell my sister.
You probably should put some tape on that. Some kind of tape so people see it.
With Star Park, as far as the funding, we think that we are in good position overall, where we did receive just an enormous amount of funding. We had to match $231,000 coming from the state. $234,000 coming from the state. We have received well over $100,000 in both direct monetary contributions and in-kind contributions. And then with the volunteers, we believe that we're going to be able to match that relatively easily. Again,
confident.
We are confident of that. We're still being aggressive, though, so that as the city allocated, I believe, up to $100,000 for this project, we're wanting to push that down as far as possible so we can free up money for other things. So, Star Park. Again, 6 days spent building, 18 shifts. So technically 72 hours, but it was closer to 80.
Mm-hmm.
Over 2,200 individual volunteers, over 8,000 volunteer hours spent. We had just about every school in the city of Ferndale, for sure, come out where we had kids of all ages and all abilities where, we saw older kids who behaved like little kids, and we saw really little kids who were so mature, who followed direction well, who did not cry when we yelled at them, and who were able to carry much more than their weight. We only had one on-site injury. A young man twisted his ankle, apparently for the second time in 2 days, we heard. So be careful of weak ankles when you have a lot of open holes, I guess. Over 48,000 screws used as part of the build, and we believe that we've picked up at least 46,000 of them from the sawdust. 750 feet of extension cords, and of course the benefit to the community is priceless. As you can see in the pictures, we really were building from the ground up, where the picture on the left is not the first day of the build. I don't believe. I think that was the second.
Day two.
You had people who had never built things before, who by the sixth day were arguing over T21 screws.
Your miter angle's all off on that one, you know.
Right, and earlier when they first came on site, they said, oh, please don't tell me about a tool. I have no idea about tools. And like my wife, who has more expertise on tools than a lot of folks going in, was still uncomfortable on the first day using a chop saw. Mm-hmm. By the last day, she was running a couple of teams, mm-hmm. and she was the go-to for the consultants to get things done.
They used a router.
That was one of the more minor things that she used, in fact. I used a router.
When I checked in at registration, I said, don't put me near the saws. And that's
where she worked.
That was the thing, is we were short because of the heat, so they had to put people wherever we had holes. And it was just amazing where people would come off shift for a little bit, get some shade, drink some water, and then see that their team was back out there and go back in. I lost 10 pounds. I'm sure that just about everyone else lost about the same amount. Moving debris, moving mulch, measuring, always with smiles on their faces.
Not always. That gravel was really heavy.
It was. But we have a lot of the kids do that as well. Building partnerships, I mean,
sister organizations.
Where we had the chain gangs going on, where we had these amazing groups of, 30 or 40 people with gravel and mulch and other things who were able to, for hours at a time, fill these wheelbarrows. I mean, we had literally three mountains of mulch the size of this room and three times higher.
How many cubic feet was that?
No.
It was 2 million cubic feet.
Millions and millions. It felt that way. But
it did. Building relationships where how many parents and their kids, you know, whether they were parents and kids like this or parents and kids like my dad and me, Stephanie and her dad, who came out, who were working together like never before and actually building something. I know that I had to rent to Home Depot, and I was stopped by a couple people at Home Depot. I was wearing a shirt, and they said, "Thank you guys so much for doing this." They said, "This is the best thing that any that has ever happened in Ferndale." And then they said, "But you're probably here for a reason." I was actually buying 20 drills for Star Park.
So this one is actually leadership building, not building leadership.
Leadership building muscles.
I could work both ways.
Building community. A number of people told me, "Gosh, you know, I hadn't seen that guy for 20 years, or I just saw that guy this week. I had no idea that they were so good at using this stuff." You know, people were there all day, every day, who we had never met before, and they drove by. What, Josh? Was it Josh in the Subaru who showed up? Was it Josh? Who he said, "What are you guys doing here?" "Hey, I have kids." He came back every single day, every single shift after that, to just put the work in to get it done.
There's a lot of skilled craftsmen in Ferndale. I was amazed how many skilled craftsmen there were. People who really knew what they were doing, who were willing also willing to teach you something.
Right.
There was another guy named Steve that was here visiting from California. He had nothing else to do all week, and so he decided to go and volunteer.
Yay, Steve.
Like, whoa.
And so this is literally a week ago. This isn't one of our designers, but this was literally a week ago where we have, maybe it was one of our
designers. Yeah, that's Larry.
Is that Larry?
Yeah.
At about this time last Monday, we were looking at the site for the first time. And then 25 hours ago, here we have the finished Star Park. And so tomorrow at 2 p.m., well, some of our staff is getting there right at 7, we are having the last push because Star Park is done, but it is not yet prepared for permanent use. So starting at 2 p.m., well, again, the most of us are going to start showing up at 2 p.m. where we've invited approximately, you guys too, by the way. Approximately 20 contractors and other volunteers who are there, where we have about 20 tasks on the punch list. It's a relatively small punch list because they said that we really knocked it out of the park. To complete it, to work until we're done, which we anticipate to be about this time, and then we're going to be able to open Star Park permanently.
What are you going to do with the perimeter? Because that's quite a drop-off.
So we are lining up. We already have it designed. Riker and EB isn't here, but Riker and EB donated the design for the sidewalk and the ADA access.
Oh, so you have ADA all around it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Not all the way around, but all along the parking lot to there. And then we are working with a contractor to complete it. Tomorrow we have Wynwood Landscaping coming back out, and we would expect that in addition to completing the punch list items, we'll put them on that back so we can have a better grade going out. So it might not be fully ADA accessible, but we will remove any trip hazards that are there.
That's another reason to have a bathroom there, because nobody in a wheelchair or who has a child in a wheelchair is going to be able to go all the way across that field to go to the bathroom.
Well, we certainly would encourage your motion for two restroom facilities at Pioneer Park.
Sure. We get reserved. This isn't a serious issue.
That's it.
That's fantastic. Any reflections from council about the week?
There was a 10-year-old boy that I was watching, and they were spreading the mulch around. Well, he was telling these people, adults too, put your wheelbarrow on right there. The next one, go right there. I never saw directions from a 10-year-old.
And they obeyed.
So impressive.
Future man.
And they were listening.
I know for me is helping young kids use a skill saw. And they could do it. Do a straight line. And they're very slow at first. But like, okay. And much straighter than me.
I know that, you know, my family spent quite a bit of time down there, and I spent more, but we were assigned a project on Saturday evening. My wife came down and said, "Well, I'm not skilled." So she got a red name.
Okay, she got blue. Red.
She got blue. Yeah. So she was assigned something that was way above her head.
Oh, no, she got red.
Then yeah. And so, but she kind of, you know, she worked it out. She came over and grabbed me. I kind of helped. they weren't able to get it finished. And my son decided, this has got to be finished. So he called a friend. They came over. They spent the night. He was up before me Sunday morning. Let's go. We got to get down there. We got to finish this project. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my 17-year-old son who, you know, to get him off video games to mow the lawn is a chore. He's getting paid for that. He was so excited about getting back down there to work on this. You know, it was, from a community standpoint, we built a community and we got the benefit of getting a park along mm-hmm. with it. But I think, you know, what we got from a community standpoint was even more valuable. And I got to spend a 4-hour shift working with Cleo County. which was actually very, very a great experience.
Yeah. And what's so cool about what's not there are TVs, electronics, buttons. That whole thing can run with that electricity,
yeah.
which is very, very cool. I think one of the funny things that happened to me was it was early Thursday. Thursday is my absolute most busy day. And Roddy says, we need some donuts. And I said, well, go get some donuts. It's better the mayor gets the donuts. Okay. So I contacted Rocket because Rocket was generous earlier in the week, but they said, you know, tomorrow is National Donut Day, and we're just packed. We can't help you this time. I go, shoot. I think I'm going to have to make donuts. So like within about 30 minutes of the no from Rocket was a corporate email from Hagen's announcing the Albertsons, Hagen's, and they're still going to be Hagen's. We're glad to be in Ferndale, and they called me some strange name I never heard of before. Mayor so-and-so and so-and-so. So I looked up this strange name as Mayor of Ferndale, California. So I wrote back to, well, thank you for being here. By the way, my name is. I get this long apology, and it ends with, and by the way, if there's anything we could ever do for you, a couple hundred donuts. Worked out very good. Thank you very much. And you guys are to be congratulated. Guys, you guys are there every day. Just like Mrs. Goldsmith said, it was amazing to see you and other staff members, Tony, and I'm going to forget Stephanie.
Stephanie did show up, but Jenny, Tony, and Haley.
Yes.
And I do want to mention them really specifically. They were primarily in the tool shed where they didn't get the benefit of necessarily constructing. What they had was 2,200 people who were being directed by Dave and Larry, get this now because we're so behind, just get it.
And people who didn't know what it was they had to get.
So we had those poor women and Linda York, who's Ron
yes.
York's wife, they're
charging batteries
in the heat. It was a very, maybe the toughest job, not so much physically, but mentally. And those poor women, I mean, you know, obviously we're going to be paying them what is necessary to pay them to reflect that, but I think that we do owe them a debt of gratitude because they also acquired all the materials, too. They, if it was not for them, Star Park would not be built, more than any of us here, really.
When do we get our stuff back?
I think I already saw it on eBay.
That's how we're going to pay for the bathroom, right?
We'll get that back.
Okay.
Thank you, City Council. We're going to move on now. We're going to move into another executive session, and let me make the announcement.
Oh, really?
Pursuant to RCW 4230-110G, we will now enter an executive session to discuss a non-resident employee contract. Session will last approximately 15 minutes. Action will likely be taken following the executive session. So back to the cone of silence, I believe.